This week's message is titled Life in Perspective. The scripture reading is Matthew 11, 25 to 30. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We're happy to congratulate Don and Barb on 25 years of service with our congregation. Once we're able to gather normally again, we'll have a celebration to honor them.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I wonder if you would bow with me as we pray, please. Dear Lord, we come to you today thanking you that you are our God and that during these very difficult days we rely on you for everything. We're praying for those people who are not able to be with us but would like to be with us. Pray for their health, mental health, physical health, spiritual health. We pray particularly now for Don Whitfield, who, as you know, was gravely ill. And he has dedicated his life to you, and we hold him up in prayer to you, praying for comfort for him and his sweet wife and family, and for all who love and adore him. I pray for every person who is here, that whatever they've had to deal with this past week, they give it to you. We thank you that you promised to never leave us, to always be with us. And we hold on to you tightly. We hold on to you for everything. May the words that be expressed today, may they be pleasing to your ears. And may we all be encouraged to live this week loving you and reaching out to one another with good thoughts, with prayers, and good words. I offer this prayer to you in the name of Christ Jesus, and all of God's people said, Amen. So perspective during these difficult days is not easy. Some of you may have experienced this. If not, some of you know this, that people are finding it very, very difficult. Loss of jobs, sometimes loss of relationships, loss of family members, loss of good friends. These things are more than overwhelming. And we can put a brave front, sometimes laughing on the inside, but crying, laughing on the outside, but crying on the inside. And some people, as I chatted with this week, just wonder if they can survive emotionally and intellectually and even with their spiritual life. People throughout the world are really just living on the edge, wondering if they'll be able to make it throughout this day. So I came across an article this past week. I have no idea who wrote it. It was simply entitled Life in Perspective. And I want to share with you this brief article because I thought it was quite good. For a small amount of perspective at this moment in time, imagine that you were born in the year 1900. If so, you'd be 120 years of age, so good for you if you're here. If you were born in 1900, you were 14 years old when World War I begins and ends on your 18th birthday with 22 million people killed in that war. Later that same year, a Spanish flu epidemic hits the entire globe and runs through until you are 20 years of age. 50 million people die from that in 2 years. When you are 29 years of age, the Great Depression begins. Unemployment hits 75% and sometimes even higher, and runs through until you're 33 years old. The country nearly collapses along with the entire world economy. Just when you think it's over and you're 39 years old, World War II begins. When you're 41 years of age, the United States and Canada is fully pulled into World War II. Between your 39th and 45th birthday, 75 million people perish in that war, and the Holocaust alone kills 6 million people. At the age of 52, the Korean War begins, and 5 million people perish. At the age of 64, the Vietnam War begins, and it doesn't end for many years, with 4 million people who die in that conflict. Approaching your 62nd birthday, the Cuban Missile Crisis hits, a tipping point in the Cold War. Life on our planet as we know it could well have ended. And I was quite young when that was taking place, but I can still feel the fear that adults felt. Even as a young boy, I could feel their fear. Maybe you could too. As you turn 75 years of age, the Vietnam War finally ends. Think of everyone on the planet born in 1900. How do you survive that? A teenager in 1985 may think their grandparents didn't know much and had a simple and easy life. Yet just think of those grandparents and how they survived everything I just listed. Perspective is an amazing tool to keep us balanced, with God accompanying us through it all. There has never been a storm that lasted, even though many people thought, will it ever end? There has never been a storm that lasted. And this pandemic, too, will pass. So, what truly lasts forever? Putting each of our lives in perspective, what truly lasts forever? Well, God does. Jesus does. The Holy Spirit does. They all last forever. And because you and I were created in the image of God, and God is eternal, then you and I are born with this same everlasting life. That God knew us before we were born, Psalm 139. And that God always knew where we would live and the exact time and places in which we would live. It's difficult not to be anxious, sleepless, worried, and yet the proverb says this: an anxious heart wears a person down, but a kind word cheers them up. And I suppose all of us have had times in our life when anxiety has come. And one of the things that we know about anxiety is it's exhausting. It wears us out. But the comments that we've made so far is knowing that God's arms are always around us, even at those most difficult times and moments in our life where we may even question God's existence in our life. But his arms are always around us, always whispering to us through his Holy Spirit, I created you, I love you, I've never spent one moment without you. You've always been on my mind. Whatever is happening in your life, I'm with you. Putting life in perspective. is each one of us individually and our own relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. There is so much more to you and me than you and me. God around us, loving us, holding us up. Now, the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter lived through some very difficult days, as you know. And yet, they have left us with some pretty sustaining words. The Apostle Paul, in his own words, said he did not have an easy life. And here are some of the things he said about himself. I have been beaten many times. I have been ridiculed. I have been placed in prison often. I've had rocks and stones thrown at me. I have been shipwrecked. I have been exposed to death too often to count. I have been constantly on the move with little to no sleep. And yet, that same Paul says these words to a group of people who were exhausted at the church of Philippi. Paul says, based on everything that's happened to him, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, which means prayer that doesn't stop, it's a begging type of prayer. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, we'll never be able to figure it out, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. When worry, sleeplessness, and anxiety come, pray. Pray hard. Pray earnestly. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for each other. And allow the peace of God to come to you as Jesus reminds us. First Peter, he reminds us too. You know, it's not with perishable things such as silver or gold that we have been redeemed from this empty way of life handed down to us by our forefathers, but by the precious blood of Jesus, a lamb without spot and without blemish. And during these difficult days, it has not lessened one iota of God's power, God's love, and God's forgiveness. It hasn't weakened for one iota Jesus being the Savior of our life, in his life-sustaining blood, forgiving us forever and forever. It hasn't stopped the Holy Spirit once from guiding us, from encouraging us, from motivating us, from bringing us to God. And this petition, I caught a picture of this past week, and I'm somewhat ashamed that it's taken me this long to grab a picture. I need to see things sometimes to learn. But when we're petitioning to God, especially when there's problems in our own families and relationships that are hurting and struggling, I want to picture myself standing before God, just God and myself. And I want to plead, and I want to beg, and I want to ask God for so many things. And yet I know that's not what I can do. That's what I want to do. But I know that if I could see myself standing in the presence of God, all I could say to him was, thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for your motivation. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your love, your joy, your peace, your patience, your kindness. Thank you for all of these things. Thank you for forgiving me even before I created sins. Thank you for being everything I've ever needed and ever will need. Thank you for everything. I think that's all we can say Amen? We love him because of everything he is and does. And he even gives us life and breath. So yes, people are going through difficult times. And yes, people are burdened. But Jesus reminds us, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened. And that's not just the scripture. How many of us and people you know are exhausted? Emotionally, spiritually, worn out. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. It's a picture of just sitting beside him. Just sitting beside Jesus. Because Jesus is sitting beside us. Sitting beside the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit sits along us, beside us. Sitting in the presence of God because God has always been around us. Take my yoke, Jesus said, which is his teaching. Take my teaching upon yourself. Learn from me. I'm gentle and humble in heart. And here's the promise of God. And you will find rest for your soul. And that is a deep inhale. And then it's the exhale. Just let it go. He's already ahead of us as he's with us. It's his promise. It's his presence. So let me conclude by this story that we all know. Jesus can calm storms. And this is found in Matthew chapter 8. It's found in other places as well, but it's very brief. I'll just read this to you. Maybe even as a child, you remember this story. Then Jesus got into a boat with his disciples following him. And without warning, a furious storm came up. I think all of us have experienced something like that. Not in a boat. Maybe. But sometimes, out of nowhere, it's just, poof, where in the world is this coming from? It just is a storm that, boom, hit us. And we really don't know what to do. So without warning, this comes up. And the waves are sweeping over the boat. Can we survive this? But Jesus was sleeping. And the disciples went and woke him up and said, Lord, save us. I know you know the story very well. We are going to drown. I heard those words this week, chatting with a person, a comment was made, I feel like I'm drowning. I feel like I'm drowning. The disciples said, we're going to drown. And Jesus said, you of little faith, why be so afraid? He got up, he rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. So at the beginning of this brief sermon today, we talked about what people experienced if they were born in the year 1900. Can't imagine being in World War I, being in World War II, dealing with the Spanish flu. Can't imagine what it would be like being in the jungles of Vietnam, wondering what's going to happen in your life, just overwhelmed. How can we be calm? And the answer is that no matter how violent our storms, God is with us. Crashing waves of life will always come. But eventually, the waters of calm will soothe us. because violent storms of life happen doesn't mean God has abandoned us. He's already a step ahead of us. And eventually, when the waters of peace come, we realize he's been with us all along. All along. So no matter what you're going through, remember that Jesus can calm our storms. And as George Harrison once said, all things pass away. But the love of Christ, the love of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit will be with us today and tomorrow and forever. May peace come upon you.
I have to be careful with these masks. I'll send my hearing aid flying across the room. And all of you foggy glass people out there. Well, now this idea of rest and peace, it's what we need during this time of disturbance and pandemic. It has inconvenienced all of us and everyone in so many ways. Physical rest is important. Do you feel rested this morning after your evening sleep? Most people would say yes. Some people don't sleep as well as others, and rest comes fitfully at best. It's not just physical rest we need, though. As Donna said, there's mental rest. There's a fatigue that comes from struggling with issues. That presses on you and is burdensome. But Jesus is talking about a deeper rest here. And Don covered that. The spiritual rest, the rest for your soul. We are a restless people. We are confronted with many issues. Our lives are often filled with hurts and regrets and guilt, many distractions. Sometimes we try and tune it out with music or television or reading or whatever, various activities, but none of that really cures the restlessness of our souls. None of that can make us whole again. If we want rest for our lives, come to Jesus. And here we are, around the table, coming to Jesus in remembrance of his body and his blood. We come to Christ. And remembering the gift that God has given us, Christ, his only Son. And all that means, the rest, the peace, sustaining our souls. Let's give thanks for the bread. Heavenly Father, we do come before you in awe of your provision for us through your Son, Jesus. You're providing for us rest, peace, an example of selfless service. Father, bless this bread as we remember the body of Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. just in the last week or two, we've heard a message from John 16. At the end of that chapter, Jesus says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. Take heart. I have overcome the world. Father, again, we come before you, and we are so thankful for Christ, who has overcome the world, provides us the peace that we need in our spirits, that we can serve you and others. Bless this cup, Christ's blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank Don for his sermon and Dave for his thoughts around the table. Our Father, we thank you for the time we've had together this morning, for the reminder that you are with us, you care for us, you provide for us. And yet, Father, we know that the realities of this life are often a hardship and often stressful. And we pray for people in this pandemic worldwide who, for various reasons, are feeling the stress and the strain, not just the physical, but as has been mentioned, the spiritual, the emotional, even the financial. And so, Father, we pray that you will help us to be sensitive to the needs of those around us that we come in contact with, where a kind word or a phone call, or just some gesture of goodwill can let them know that others care about them and that ultimately you care about them. So would you help us to be your hands and feet this week? Is our prayer in Christ's name. Amen. Have a good week.